His divine love and grace, Raisi Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. His confounder Chai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananti Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. नामचाय श्री हरि रस्तु को की जाय प्रेम से को श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु चिन्नंद श्री अद्वैत गदाज वसी गौर भक्त बिंद की जाय श्री श्री राधे कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंतर कुं गिर गोपदान की जाय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाय श्री नावद्वीप धाम की जाय श्री द्वारक राम की जाय गंग में जनमाय की जाय श्री चैतन्य तनमिता की जाय गौर प्रेम नंदे ओ ग्लोरी श्री समोदेवोटिस O glory to the Sama devotees. O glory to the Sama devotees. O glory to the Lord Jesus, Sisi Guru Goranga. Jai Sri Prabhupada. Namo Vishnubhadaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutare Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tenamne. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pshari Pshisa Sunyavani Pashitari Shinani. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Turn up to sit there.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
So, can you tell me which verse it is?
Right here, the Lord's attempt to go to Vrindavan, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed 4 years.
Okay. We're reading from the Madhya Lila, chapter 16, verse 84.
Imata Mahaprabhura Chari Fatsara Gela Dakshinayana Asite Duve Fatsara Lagile Imata.
In this way, one second.
Mahaprabhura of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chari Fora.
Four. Sorry.
Fatsara. Years. Gela. Past. Dakshina Yana. After touring southern India. Asite, to come back. Duve fatsara lagile la. Duve fatsara lagila. He took 2 years. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed 4 years. He spent the first 2 years on his tour in South India. Ara duve fatsara chai vrindavana yate Ramananda hati prabhu napara chalite. The other 2 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan. But he could not leave Jagannath Puri because of Ramananda Rai's tricks. Panchama vatsara gorira bhakta ganaila ratna dekina rahila goriri chalila. During the 5th year, the devotees from Bengal came to see the Rath Yatra festival. After seeing it, they did not stay but returned to Bengal. Tabi Prabhu Sarva Bhoma Ramananda Stane Alingana Karika He Madhura Vachane. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed a proposal before Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy. He embraced them and spoke sweet words. Bahute ukanta mora yaiti vrindavana tumara hate duve fatsara na kailungamana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my desire to go to Vrindavan has very much increased. Because of your tricks, I have not been able to go there for the past 2 years. Avashya chaliva dunhe karara sammati doma dunavina mora nahi anyagati. This time I must go. Will you please give me permission? Safe for 2 years, I have no other resort. Guradesha hayamora duhi sammasraya janani janavi iduhi dayamaya. In Bengal, I have 2 shelters, my mother and the river Ganges. Both of them are very merciful. Godares diya yavatan sabadikiya tumi dunia gyadeha parasanahana. I shall go to Vrindavan through Bengal and see both my mother and the river Ganges. Now would you to be pleased to give me permission? Suniya prabhuravani mani vicharaya prabhusani ati hata kabibalanaya. When Sai Prabhuma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai heard these words, they began to consider that it was not at all good that they had played so many tricks on the Lord. Dunekahe Ebifashi Chalite Nariba Vijaya Dasami Aile Avasha Chaliba. They both said, now that the rainy season is here, it will be difficult for you to travel. It is better to wait for Vijaya Dasami before departing for Vrindavan. Ananda Mahaprabhu Vasha Kaila Samadhana Vijaya Dasami Dine Karila Pajana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to thus receive their permission. He waited until the rainy season passed, and when the day of Vijaya Dasami arrived, he departed for Vrindavan. Jagannathira Prasada Prabhu Yatra Panachila Kadara Chandana Dora Sava Sange Laila. The Lord collected whatever remnants of food were left by Lord Jagannath. He also took remnants of the Lord's Kadara ointment, sandalwood and robes with him. Jagannathe Agya Magi Prabhata Chalila Udiya Bhakta Gana Sange Pache Chaliaila. After taking Lord Jagannath's permission early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed, and all the devotees of Orissa began following him. With great care, Udiya Bhakti Gani Prabhu Jatna Nivrali Nivrarila Nijagana Sangha Prabhu Bhavani Puraila. With great care, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade the Orishan devotees to follow him. Then, accompanied by his personal associates, he first went to Bhavani Pura. Ramananda Aila Panche, thank you. Dulaya Chariya Vaninata Bahu Prasada Dila Patana. After Lord Chaitanya reached Bhavani Pura, Ramananda Roy arrived on his palanquin, and Vaninath Rai had a large quantity of prasadam sent to the Lord. Prasada bhojanakari tataya rahila pratakale chali prabhu bhuvaneshwaraila. After taking prasad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained there for the night. Early in the morning, he began walking, and finally he reached Bhuvaneshwar. Katakasya kaila gopala darasana svapnishvari vipra kaila prabhura nimantrana. After reaching the city of Katak, he saw the temple of Gopal, and a Brahman there named Svapnishvar invited the Lord to eat. Ramanandaraya Sabagana Nimantrila Bahira Ujjani Asi Prabhu Fas Sakaila. Ramananda Rai invited all the others for their meals, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his resting place in a garden outside the temple. Bhikshakari Bakulatari Karila Visharama Prataparudatani Raya Karila Payana. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking rest beneath a Bahula tree, Ramananda Roy immediately went to Maharaj Prataparuda. Sunyanandita Raja Atisigraila Prabhu Diki Dandavat Bumiti Padila. The king was very happy to see hear the news, and he hastily went there. Upon seeing the Lord, he fell flat to offer him obeisances. Punaute pu punapare prenaya vivala stutikare polakangapare asrujala. Being overwhelmed with love, the king again and again got up and fell down. When he offered prayers, his whole body shivered and tears fell from his eyes. Tanra bhakti deki prabhura tusta haila mana uti mahaprabhu tanre kaila alingana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to see the devotion of the king, and he therefore stood up and embraced him. Punasrutikari Raja Karaya Pranama Prabhu Kripa Sruti Tanra Dehaila Snana. When the Lord embraced the king again and again offered prayers and obeisances. In this way, the Lord's mercy brought tears from the king, and the Lord's body was bathed with these tears. Sustit kari Ramananda Rajare Vaisaila Kayo Manopaki Prabhu Tanre Kripa Kaila. Finally, Ramananda Roy pacified the king and made him sit down. The Lord bestowed mercy upon him through his body, mind, and words. Achetan Hare Kripa Kaila Godaraya Prataparuda Satrata Namahailaya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed such mercy to the king that from that day on the Lord became known as Prataparudra Santrata, deliverer of Maharaj Prataparuda. Rajapatra Ganakaila Prabhura Vandana Rajere Vidyare Dila Sachiranandana. All the government officers also paid their respects to the Lord, and finally the king and his men were bade farewell by the son of Madhusachi. Bahirya Siraja Akhyapatra Lekaila Nijarajayata Visaitahara Pataila. The king then went outside and had orders written down and sent to the government service within its kingdom. Grami grami nutana fasa kariba panchasata navya grihe samagri bariba. His orders read, in every village you should construct new residences, and in 5 or 7 new houses you should store all kinds of food. Apani prabukalana tahan uttariba ratri diva vetra hasta sifaya rahiba. You should personally take the Lord to these newly constructed houses. Day and night you should engage in a service with a stick in your hand. Duvi mahapatra harichandana maharaja mardaraja Tandriyagya Dilaraja Kariha Sarivakaya. The king ordered two respectable officers named Harichand and Madaraj to do whatever was necessary to carry out these orders. Eke navyano kyane rakanana ditire yansnana kari prabhu yanana ripare tahan stamba ropana karam mahatirtakari nichasnana kari batahan tahan yena mari. The king also ordered them to maintain a new boat on the banks of the river, and whatever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath or crossed to the other side of the river, they should establish a memorial column and made that place a great place of pilgrimage. Indeed, said the king, I will take my bath there and let me also die there. Chaturvari karaha uttama nayavya vasa Ramanandayai tumi mahaprabhu pasa. The king continued, at Chaturvar, please construct new residential quarters. Now, Ramananda, you can return to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanjante chalive prabhu niprati sunila hasti uparatambu grihest Srigana chanda chadaila. When the king heard that the Lord was leaving that evening, he immediately made arrangements for some elephants with small tents on their banks, on their backs, to be brought there. Then all the ladies of the palace got on the elephants. Prabhura chalibare pate rahi sari hane sanjate chalila prabhu nija ganalana. All these ladies went on to the road the Lord was taking and remained there in line. That evening the Lord departed with his devotees.
Chitrapala nariyasi gatila kaila snana mahishi shakala diki karaya pranama.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the bank of the river Chitrapala to take his bath, all the queens and ladies of the palace offered their obeisances to him.
Prabhura darasana sabha haila premamaya Krishna Krishna kahe netra asu varishaya.
Upon seeing the Lord, they all felt themselves overwhelmed with love of Godhead, and tears pouring from their eyes, they began to chant the holy names, Krishna, Krishna.
Himana kripalanai sunitri bhuvane, Krishna premahaya jandra dura darasane.
There is no one as merciful as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within all three worlds. Simply by seeing him from a distance, one is overwhelmed with love of Godhead.
Naukate chariya prabhu haila nari para tiyotnavati ratye chaliyaila chatudvara.
The Lord then got into a new boat and crossed the river. Walking in the full moonlight, he finally reached the town known as Chaturdvara.
Ratre tai tata rai rahi pratisnana kritaya kaila he nakale jaganatera mahaprasada aila.
The Lord spent that night there and in the morning took his bath. At that time, remnants of Lord Jagannath's food arrived.
Rajaryagyaya pariche pataya dine dine bahuta prasada pataya dine. Bahujane.
Following the king's orders, the superintendent of the temple sent large quantities of prasadam every day, and it was carried by many persons.
Swagana sahite prabhu prasada angikari utiya chalila prabhu bali hari hari.
After accepting the prasadam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and started to go, chanting the holy names, Hari, Hari.
Ramananda Madaraj, Sri Hari Chandan, Sangi Seva Kari, Chali Etina Jana.
Ramananda Rai, Madaraj, and Sri Hari Chandan always went
with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and rendered various services. Prabhu Sanghe Puri Gosani Swarupa Damodara Jagannanda Mukunda Govinda Kasishwara Haridas Thakurara Pandita Vakrishwar Gopinacharyara Pandita Damodara Ramai Nandaya Rubahu Bhakta Ganna Pradana Kahilun Sabarake Kabe Ganana Paramananda Puri Goswami Swarup Damodara Jagannanda Mukunda, Govinda, Kashishwar, Haridas Thakur, Vakreshwar, Pandit, Gopinath Acharya, Damodar Pandit, Ramai, Nandai, and many other devotees accompanied the Lord. I have mentioned only the chief devotees. No one can describe the total number. Gadara Panditya Besangita Chalaila, Ksetra Sanyasana Chadiha Prabhu Nishedila. When Gadadhar Pandit started to go with the Lord, he was forbidden to come and was asked not to give up the vow of Kshetra Sanyas. And finally, there is a purport. When one takes Kshetra Sanyas, he leaves his household life and goes to a place of pilgrimage devoted to Lord Vishnu. Such places include Jagannath Puri, Purushottam, Navadvip Dham, and Mathura Dham. The Kshetra Sanyasis live in these places alone or with his family. Srila Bhaktivinoda considered Kshetra Sanyas to be the preferable vanaprastha situation in the age of Kali. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya lived it in this way. And he has been called Kshetra Sanyasi. That is a sannyasi living in Jagannath Puri. Pandita kahe jahantumi se nilachala kshetra sannyasa mora yatuka ratatala. When he was requested to return to Jagannath Puri, Gadara Pandit told the Lord, "Wherever you are staying is Jagannath Puri. Let my so-called kshetra sannyas go to hell." Prabhu kahe indra kara gopinata sevana pandita kahe koti seva tvat padatashana. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Gadadhar Pandit to remain at Jagannath Puri and engage in Gopinath service, Gadadhar Pandit replied, "One renders service to Gopinath a million times simply by seeing your lotus feet." Prabhu kale seva chadibi amaya laga dosha inharai seva kana mara santosha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "If you abandon this service, it will be my fault. It's better that you remain here and render service. That will be my satisfaction." Pandite kaya sabadosa mara upara toma sangana yaiva yaiva ekeshvara. The Pandit replied, "Do not worry. All the faults will be on my head. I shall not accompany you, but shall go alone." Aike dikite yaiva nayaiva toma li lagi pratije seva chagado satara ani bagi. I shall go to see Sachimata, but I shall not go for your sake. I shall be responsible for the abandoning of my vow and service to Gopinath. Itabali pandita goshani pritak chalila kataka asi prabhu tanre sanga anaila. Thus Gadara Pandit travelled alone, but when they all arrived at Katak, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him and he went into the Lord's company. Pandita goranga prema bujinana jaya pratije Sri Krishna seva chadilla trina praya. Praya, no one can understand the loving intimacy between Gadara Pandit and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadara Pandit gave up his vow and service to Gopinath just as one gives up a piece of straw. Purport. Just to get Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu association, Gadara Pandit gave up his life's vow to engage in Gopinath's service. This kind of loving affection can be understood only by very confidential devotees. Ordinarily, no one can understand its purport. Tanhara charite prabhu antara santosha. Tanhara hatidari kai kari pranaya rosa.
Gadara Pandit's behavior was very pleasing to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord took his hand and spoke to him, displaying the anger of love.
Pratigya seva charive tomara odesha, se sida haila charia illa duradesha.
You have abandoned Gopinath's service and broken your vow to live in Puri. All that is now complete because you have come so far.
Amara sangera itecha vanchenitya sukha, tomara duvidharma jaya amara haya dukkha.
You wanting to go with me is simply a desire for sense gratification. In this way you are breaking two religious principles, and because of this I'm very unhappy.
Mora sukha chai jari nichala challa amara sapatasyariyara kichubala.
If you want my happiness, please return to Nilachala. You will simply condemn me if you say any more about this matter.
Itta bali mahaprabhu na kate chadila muchitta hana pandita tatai padila.
Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got into a boat and Gadara Pandit immediately fell down unconscious.
Pandita lana jate sarva bhauma agya dila patacharya kahe utta ache prabhu radila.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to take Gadara Pandit with him. The Bhattacharya told Gadara Pandit, "Get up!" Such are the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Tumi jane Krishna nija pratija charila, bhakti Krishna vese bismera pratija rakila.
You should know that Lord Krishna himself violated his own promise just to keep the promise of grandfather Bhishma.
Svaniganam apaya mat pratigyam ritamarikartum avapluto ratnasta dritta ratna charano buja chalatgur hari vahantumibam gatoraria.
Intending to make my promise true, Lord Krishna broke his own promise not to take up a weapon at Kurukshetra. With his outer garment falling off, Lord Sri Krishna jumped from his chariot, picked up a wheel, and came running at me to kill me. Indeed, he rushed at me like a lion going to kill an elephant, and he caused the whole world to tremble. Purport. Lord Krishna promised not to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra, or even take up a weapon. But when Bhishma wanted to keep his own promise to break the promise of the Lord immediately got down from the chariot and to make Bhishma's promise true. He picked up a chariot wheel and rushed forward to kill him. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.37.
E mata prabhu tumara vichire sahiya tumara pratigya raksakaila jatna kariya.
Similarly, tolerating separation from you, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has protected your vow with great endeavor.
Ematta kahitanle prabodak pradodakarilla duijanasakanulla nilachaliyalla.
In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya revived Gadara Pandit. Then both of them, very much grief-stricken, return to Jagannath Puri Nilachala.
Prabhu lagi dharma karma chari bhakti gana bhakti dharma hani prabhu rana hayastahana.
All the devotees would abandon all kinds of duties for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sake. Yet the Lord did not like the devotees giving up their promised duties.
Primera vivata ihasuni sejana achire miliyatanre chanyara charana.
All these are the misgivings of loving affairs. Whoever listens to these incidents gets the shelter
of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet very soon. Hari Bol! Duve Raja Patra Ye Prabhu Sange Jaya Jaya Puriyasi Prabhu Tari Dilena Vidaya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his party arrived at Jagyapuri, the Lord asked the two government officers who had come with him to return. Purport. The place called Jayapur is very well known in Orissa. It's a subdivision of the Katak district and is situated on the southern side of the Vaitarani River. Formerly, great sages performed sacrifices on the northern bank of the Vaitarani River. Consequently, the place is known as Jayapura. This is like Jagya, the place where sacrifices are performed. Some people say that this was one of the capital cities of King Jayati, and that from that name, Jayati Nagara, the name Jayapur has come. As stated in the Mahabharata, Vanaparva, chapter 114. Iti kalinga kontiya yatra vaitnalinadi yatra jayati dharmopi devan smaranameti dvai atra vairasyoni echa pura kratubir ijre. According to the Mahabharata, great sages formerly performed sacrifices in this place. There are still many temples of demigods and incarnations there, and there's also a deity of Sri Varahadev. This deity is especially important and is visited by many pilgrims. Those who worship the Supreme Lord, Energy, worship Varahi, Vaishnavi and Indrani, as well as many similar forms of Devi, the internal energy. There are many deities of Lord Shiva, and there are many places along the river known as Daishvamedha Ghatta. Sometimes Jagyapur is also called Nabi Gaya or Viraj Kshetra. Are there any questions about what I've read so far? Yes? The question was, if a pure devotee is not bound by the regulative principles in the case that Gadadhar gave up his vow of staying in one place. A pure devotee can do things which we are not doing. Srila Prabhupada at one time, he took from Krishna's plate and put it in his mouth. In England, I think it was. So, but we are not to follow in the footsteps of the pure devotees. You know, that's why we in deity worship, everything is very strict. And also in the temple room and in our life, we have to follow the rules and regulations. Because if we don't do it, then other people, they follow in your footsteps. Whatever you do, younger devotees also do. So like that, you have to be very careful what you do, because, you know, the tendency is there, others to follow you. And it's like that. So if you start deviating from Prabhupada's teachings, then very soon it's not the movement he had set up. It will water down like that. So like that. So here there are many examples of the verses I've been reading about, that Lord Chaitanya, although inwardly he's very pleased, outwardly, he tells them off, like the king, and he tells Gadadhar off, and he tells so many, Ramananda Roy off, etc., etc. But, they're all very exalted devotees, and they are his eternal associates in the spiritual world, and they came along to perform pastimes with him. And sometimes the devotees, they become even angry, like in the case of Jagannanda Pandit. He wanted to massage the Lord with some scented oil, and Lord Chaitanya said, no, this can't, because, I'm a sannyasi, and then he got angry and threw the pot on the floor like that. And,
Yeah, these are his pure devotees, and they're all worshipable by us. And even if the Lord criticizes them, we shouldn't criticize them. You know, it's only the Lord who can criticize them. And for us, they're all, you know, exalted devotees, and like that. Just like Jagannanda is in the mood of Satyabhama, you know, and Gadadhara, it said that is the leftover of the effulgence of Radharani. And so like that, so that's why he is often in a lamentable position, suffering what is left. Like that, and so in the case of the king, Lord Chaitanya first didn't want to meet with the king because a sannyasi is not supposed to meet up with rich kings, etc., and not visiting their palaces, etc., like that. And so then the Lord, at the advice, I think it was of Sarvabhauma, he took off his royal dress and dressed and put on the dress of a mendicant and start I think reciting prayers to the Lord or massaging his feet, and then the Lord became very, very pleased, you know, like that. So Lord Chaitanya is, although he's the most merciful, he's very, also very, very strict. Just like in the case of Chota Haridas, you know, like that. And Srila Prabhupada, like when some of his sannyasi of him, who was a big leader in ISKCON, when he gave up his sannyas order and he got married, then one day he came with his wife, but not with his wife. And he came before Srila Prabhupada, and then Srila Prabhupada said, "Where's your wife?" You know, and later his Prabhupada's servant asked him, you know, about quoting Lord Chaitanya and the sannyasis. And then he said, "Well, I'm not Lord Chaitanya, you know. If he would give up on everyone who didn't follow properly, he hardly had anyone left over." Like that. So he couldn't afford that. It's like that. And it's very, of course he would have loved that all his disciples would have, all his sannyasis would have stayed sannyasi, and all the ones he gave initiation would stay and as devotees and follow the rules, regulations. But, you know, now you can say, Prabhupada said, you know, don't be amazed of those who went away. Be amazed of those who stayed. It's Kali Yuga. And many devotees were given sannyas at a very, very early age. And you could say, it's very irresponsible to give sannyas to someone who's 20 years old because they don't know what they're doing. You know, like that. And then you could say they were offered in the fire of the Sankirtan movement, Swaha. And the Lord, you know, wouldn't forget all their service of what they've done. And there's a case of a sannyasi who left the movement and start taking drugs again, and because of taking a dirty needle, he developed AIDS, and he died of AIDS. And in the hospital, just before he died, he opened his eyes and he said, "Prabhupada, you have come." So Prabhupada, you know, and the Lord is very merciful. It is said that if you try to become Krishna conscious, and you make it, say, like 85%, I think it was, then Lord Chaitanya will make up for the rest. But don't count on it. You know, it's not that you say, oh, you know. So we should endeavor. But Kali Yuga, we're Kali Yuga.
we inhabitants of Kali Yuga, and we have a mind and senses which sometimes we can't control. And like that. And in this way, we should just not give up. So many devotees gave up because they couldn't follow properly. And some even committed suicide, which is also not supposed to be done. You know, even a young grihastha who fell down with his wife just, you know, being married, and he committed suicide because he felt so awful about that. So if everyone would commit suicide who would have broken the four rules and regulations, then it would be hardly anyone alive, you know, like that. So if that happens to us, then we should just severely lament and just continue. Because if you've done now 11% of Krishna consciousness, then try to aspire to go to get 12% or even 15% or 20 or 25 or 50. So if you stop now, you will stop and you will have to continue your next birth with this 11%, and you take birth in a family of whatever your desire is, if it's either rich people or a devotee family. And how pure you are, in a more pure devotee family you will take your birth, you know, who followed all the samskaras and who are very strict in their life and who will bring you up with only prasadam and no nonsense. I say that, you know, purely with Krishna consciousness, they will tell you Krishna stories and like that. Or you will take birth in a fringy family, you know, like that, according to whatever you did in this life, you continue in your next life. And there are examples in this world that devotees who passed away and they took birth again, and then they could remember their past life. You know, there's a story of in England of an Indian girl who was the daughter of life members, and she at one time she remembered that she was a Sankirtan devotee who died in a car accident on Sankirtan, and he was enamored by an Indian girl he met, so he took birth as an Indian girl. Like that. So there are stories like that and more. And sometimes if you see little Guru Kurich children, and when they hardly can walk, and they see them dancing and twirling around like a real devotee, you can see they, you know, they were devotees in their previous lives. And sometimes a devotee comes and they pick up, a newcomer comes and they pick up things so quickly, and then you can see, well, you know, they might have been a god brother or a god sister in their previous lives, and they just pick it up like this. Any other question? No? All right, it's 8:29. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Parivars Vidya Prabhu ki jai. I just have a quick question. What time is your performance this evening?
My performance is this afternoon instead of the Bhagavad Gita class. So I think that is 5 to 6 o'clock.
From 5 to 6 here in the temple you'll be performing?
Yeah, in the temple.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I have a website, and you can visit my website and have a listen to my Krishna Leela musicals and dramas. www.parivida.com. Hare Krishna.